A question for today for you. What was the highlight of your break? And I'll turn it over to admin director.
Ajua, you said?
Yeah.
Can you start from the bottom?
Personal
language.
Andrew.
Catching up on my sleep.
Black Friday.
Courtney.
Getting a Christmas tree.
Rebecca.
Working on your thesis.
Sean.
Baking Christmas cookies.
Sam.
Doing nothing. Bringing homework home and then not touching it.
Mike. Bobby.
Wild game with my sister who lives in Arizona.
Vic.
Playing League of Legends.
Peter.
Sleeping in.
Mark.
Going to see you for the first time.
Ooh. Joe.
Homemade blintzes and latkes.
The dinner.
Hannah.
I successfully avoided football all weekend.
Jordan.
I would say unlimited hugs from family members.
Hannah.
Seeing friends from back home.
making Filipino food. Tyler.
Giving thanks.
Thanks.
Seeing friends and family.
Adam.
I'd also say attending the Wild game.
Dan.
Sleeping in.
Janet.
Getting
my engagement ring.
My brother's 25th birthday party.
David.
Watching the Packers get smashed and the Vikings beating the Bears. All red. Ow!
Sean.
Turning the home into a winter wonderland.
I actually have two. Getting to spend Thanksgiving with my Gustavus undergraduate college friends, who I've known since I was a freshman, and checking Switzerland and Germany off my list of countries to visit.
Well, she won.
Hey, Beyonce Thanksgiving. Downtown Chicago.
Top Switzerland and Germany.
Okay, now we'll move on to approval of the minutes from November 25th, 2013. Are there any issues with the minutes? Any issues with the minutes? The minutes? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote for approval. All in favor of approving the minutes from November 25th? Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions.
Abstain.
Vote passes. We'll move on to community comment. All in favor, is there anyone here for community comment? Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. And I'll turn it over to President Simmons.
All right, so last week, we had a meeting, Co-President Cabrera and I, with Jonas and with President Foley, and we discussed the dive renovation and dive ideas. President Ollie's thoughts are that with a new president, there will be so many things for that president to learn and to focus on in that transition that if the dive is to get done, this is kind of our last shot, at least for quite a few years. He also reiterated that the board still stands behind us, our hands stand behind that effort, and like I said, that his opinion and I, we agree that if we want to get it done, if we want to do a real renovation, that now is kind of our last opportunity to do so. So, do you have anything? You don't have anything like that? Okay. So then we'll open up for questions, discussion.
The floor is now open for any questions that you may have for Co-President Simmons and I. Senator Reese.
I guess I was wondering a little bit about, so where did we leave off with the last plan for the renovations? We had some of the blueprints that we went over, you know, a few weeks or some weeks back. But what are the plans right now for renovation?
Well, what are you exactly?
Were they the ones that were set out, or were they altered after you had a meeting with the?
They were not altered.
They weren't altered. So these are the blueprints that we originally had set out.
So the hang-up isn't so much with the what would be done to the dive, the hang-up is with the how it would get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be done now. Or this is kind of the time that it has to. Otherwise, it'll get set off by other projects and things like that. Potentially. Thanks.
Are there any other questions or discussion points? Senator Bergrath.
I just have a question about what, like, ultimately we want to do. Is it going to be, like, a decision of, like, this body to put it on the ballot again? Is that what we're heading towards?
So Co-President Timmons and I have been discussing that. We also have the power to hold a special election, which we think may be a little bit, like, to have something devoted simply to the dive, so we can have public relations, like, handle everything surrounding the dive, and it will also give us a little bit more time to inform the student body about what we would want to do in terms of raising the student activities fee. So we're looking more at potentially a special elections, but putting it on the ballot again is something that we would like to see.
But yes, it would have to be a ballot decision made by the student body.
Senator
Harris.
I apologize, Senator Thrash.
You said the board is behind it. That means they're willing to let us pay for it, or they're willing to pay for it?
They're paying for a portion of the dive renovation. So currently, last time we discussed, the dive would be costing 1.6, I believe, was what we decided, $1.6 million, and the board will be putting the $600,000.
Okay. It would be paid for entirely by the board at first, because we don't have those funds on hand. And then the student activity fee increase would go back towards paying back the board.
Okay. And the board member who mentioned his alumni class doing it, have you heard anything from that at all?
We haven't heard anything back, but Co-President Simmons and I are not too much in favor of putting on a fresh coat of paint on the walls of the dive. We personally believe that the dive needs more than just new paint.
Thank you, I yield.
Senator Thayer.
So it's kind of crunch time with the end of the semester coming up. Do you think it'd be plausible or possible to have PR committee members or members of Senate or yourselves meet with FTS classes for 15 minutes to kind of tell the freshmen what's going on, so that way we can get them all in one spot in their classroom, spend 15 minutes? Because freshman seminar is kind of used as, like, showing them what campus resources are around, and the student union would be a student space, like, would kind of be kind of seen as a resource. But I understand with kind of time constraints, it's very hard to try and get time from the professors. But do you think that would be a possible route?
I would like to say yes, but my biggest concern is with CNCC this weekend, that this week may be just an atrocious week for especially co-president Simmons and I to visit all the FTSs, but that's definitely something that we can talk about tonight. Senator Berkey.
I'd just like to say that I think my constituency
should be informed and educated on the matter, and even if it can't be done soon, it should be done at some point.
Senator
Wilkie.
Whoops. I apologize.
Is this something that can be done starting next semester, or do we not have, have enough time for that? Like, if we start at the beginning of next semester, telling students, informing students?
Yeah, of course. Ideally, we would like this needs to be on a ballot next semester.
Okay.
So with that would come a PR push to inform the student body of what is actually occurring.
So I don't think it'd be worth doing anything this semester. It's pretty much over.
Chair Richardson?
I believe most freshmen are on campus during J-term. Perhaps that would be a good time to host informational forums about them in the spaces where freshmen reside, to make it very accessible to them, and also send out emails to the entire class to make it available for those of you who aren't around during J-term.
Senator Hinnenkamp.
Likewise, going off of what a previous senator said, we can also send out emails to the CFs inform the freshmen, likewise going through hall council and telling them that they should be informing their people. I think that's just an easier way to get it done. And usually when I get an email from my CF, I usually read it. So, I mean, it's just an idea.
So just to kind of wrap up this Q&A session, are you looking for centers to make a motion to continue the dive renovations, or are you planning to continue the dive renovations? You're just kind of introducing ideas. Like, where is this topic going other than just kind of discussing the theoretical?
I don't believe we're looking for a motion tonight.
Okay.
We simply wanted to inform the Senate body as to what we've been up to and what we hope to accomplish next semester with all of your support and help.
Is it your aim then to move forward with the dive renovations this year?
Yes.
Okay. I yield.
Senator Esselstyn.
Was there any talk in your meeting with the idea of changing the way of funding or possibly getting more funding from the board, or are we kind of looking at just kind of putting the same exact thing on the ballot and hoping that this year's students vote differently?
We discussed decreasing the students' portion. However, we both feel that along with President Only and our advisor that any dollar amount for students will probably be too much for students. And we understand that an increase in fees is something that some students may have a lot of trouble like feeling justified in voting for. But we are moving forward with the same $50 amount.
Okay.
At this point in time.
Alright. I just hope that's something that we look into, because I worry that pushing the same question 2 years in a row kind of looks bad. If it got voted down, I think we should at least change something about it and say, okay, you guys didn't want this. And I understand there's a new class that came in, one that left, but, I mean, a majority of the students are still the same, and I feel that something needs to be changed. That's just something to look at and when we go further with this.
Is there any other discussion?
You can offer it.
In response to Senator Rasmussen, I just wanted to add that Co-President Timmons and I believe that with the failure of the vote last year, it does not indicate, to us at least, that students were not in favor of a renovation. We believe that there was a lot of confusion surrounding the dive renovation, as well as not the best PR campaign that we were hoping for. So this year, we hope that with a better PR campaign, we'll be able to inform the student body with more information and allow them to provide an educated vote, whereas we've been hearing a lot of students that we've been talking to voted based on some rumors that they've heard of that were floating around campus. So that's one thing I would offer to you. Other than that, is there any other discussion or questions for Co-President Timmons and I?
Is this?
You can't speak.
Okay.
But when, a senator could be on the speaker's list and yield their time to our guest.
Senator Hockey.
Would you like to speak in my business?
Would you yield to our guest speaker?
I would yield to the guest speaker.
Sweet. I don't know, I came in last year talking about putting those water dispensers in Co-ed.
Jermaine.
So,
have those happened?
So,
I'm just kind of checking on that.
So wait till they get through this discussion and then have a senator yield to ask the question.
Okay.
Because now I have to talk specifically.
I yield.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll close discussion on the dive or questions on the dive. Is there any other old business?
What information would his question be of the old business? And it doesn't matter. Just pick some.
Senator Hockey.
I yield my time to the speaker so he may ask the question that he previously asked.
Go now? Okay. No, it's not like a complaint or anything, but I'm just coming in and wondering. I know when I came in last year asking about the water dispensers, they said like physical plant maybe, or like someone else was going to maybe do it. I don't think anything's happened, so I'm just wondering what.
I can do
it. I don't know. I'm willing to, you know, spearhead it if I have to. That's something I think that would really help Co-ed, because there's like 500 kids for one water fountain.
Senator, how do you
yield
to?
Yes, I would.
Floor if you want.
Oh,
I'm
wait.
Next.
Okay, I yield the floor.
There
we go. Senator, yeah. I'm on a committee that's working on that. I'm actually planning to meet with Charlie Potts this week, so if you want to go in with me, that'd be awesome.
Sweet, yeah.
So I can just talk to you whenever, like tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
But yes, we are working on that.
Go ahead.
Senator Burgraff. Is there any other discussion or old business?
Yeah.
Is there any other old business? Old business. See none. We'll move on to new business. Is there any new business for tonight's meeting? Senator Hockey.
I did my faculty report today with a Professor Dean Curtin. The philosophy department, and what she talked about was something that I actually had no idea was going on. It's something that I thought was interesting and that I think should be discussed on the floor, because I think it does affect students' lives. Basically, what he was wondering and what he was concerned about was that because he was on sabbatical last year, he was gone and he was in Tibet, and he saw a change from how the college had previously handled contracts for new teachers. He thinks that it was changed from, I don't remember the exact year, but basically now it's down to you have a 3-year contract if you're a new professor. And so his concern with that is that it's lessening the quality of the education because of the fact that new teachers who haven't gotten tenure yet, they basically have no security, like they only have 3 years here. So he's concerned that new professors are basically just in this position, but they're still looking for jobs like outside of their current position. And so that means that they're spending more time worried about their job and worried about other stuff outside of academics. And so he's kind of wondering, because he doesn't remember any discussion of this kind of changing, and he's kind of wondering why it changed, and he's curious, like, why it kind of changed without any professors really talking. I guess kind of what I wanted to do was that I plan, so with that, I would like to move to charge the Student Academic Affairs with looking into why this happened, how this happened, and if at all possible, what being basically an outlet to voice student concerns about this, because I think it is something that can affect students, in terms of the professor's, I guess, mental stability and kind of job security.
To synthesize your motion is to, correct me if I'm wrong, charge student and academic affairs with looking into how and why contract times have changed for new professors.
Yep.
No, you're good.
Is there a second? Senator Nygrove is the second. Is there discussion on the charge? Senator Berkey.
As far as I know, that's a general policy throughout college affairs, like nationwide. Usually it's a 3-year business, then you're up for tenure review. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So I think what maybe Sam heard from Dean is that we have tenure track faculty, and they have 7 years, 6 years in which to get tenured, and if they don't get tenured at the end of 6 years, then they have a 7th year to teach here, and then they leave because the faculty, in a process of peer evaluation, determines that they're not going to cut it in order to be here forever and ever and ever. And those are tenure track positions. I think maybe what Dean is talking about are non-tenure track positions, sometimes also referred to as adjunct faculty. And adjunct faculty are sometimes hired to just teach one course, and they do that a semester at a time. Or I know of some examples, like there's a non-tenure track faculty who's teaching Chinese right now, and if I understand correctly, I think that she's on a 3-year contract. But these are positions that aren't intended to be tenure track. They're also, as the college, you know, like works within budgetary constraints, issues related to when a tenure track position is hired versus when, you know, something's kind of like piecemealed together during a time period where they're trying to figure out, are there, you know, enough students in any given major to be able to add a tenure track, or do you need a tenure track position more in another area where more students are taking classes in? And so, you know, kind of there's this like business about like trying to figure out like how do you know for sure that something that's been a tenure position and somebody retires out of a tenure position should remain tenure, or maybe that tenure position should switch over to another department that has more students in it. So I think it's a little more complex than just professors having 3-year contracts. So in charging it might be really kind of like maybe what you're really going to think about is understanding the complexities of tenure versus non-tenure track, as well as this question of 3-year, if that's helpful.
Senator Berkey, still have the floor.
I yield.
Senator Hawkins.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if Dean drew the distinction between 3-year contracts for the adjunct professors or for tenure track professors. I know at one point he did mention a professor that he knew on campus that Dean thinks that the other professor would not have joined Gustavus because he joined after this change that your contract. And so I'm not entirely sure if Dean thought that there's some sort of if there's some sort of a distinction there, but I guess kind of at this point I would still recommend that we still look into this and at the very least try to understand it and try to figure it out, and maybe if there is some sort of weird discrepancy we can figure it out on the floor. And I trust I trust the student academic affairs to do the best they can. I yield.
Is there any other discussion regarding the charge? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. The vote is to charge student and academic affairs committee with looking into how and why faculty contracts have changed. All in favor of charging the student academic affairs committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Vote passes. We'll move back to the speakers list under new business. Senator Burkhardt.
So while we're talking about student fees and new water dispensers, I know a lot of other schools have a green fee where it's about, I think, like $2 if their student activity fee goes into like a pool to fund like green projects. So like putting new water dispensers on campus would be a green project, and then that would be taken from that pool to fund that, along with like other different departments that normally do those types of things. And I was just wondering what people thought about doing something like that at Gustavus. know it varies. Like, it's usually like a small, like, nominal fee, and I feel like that would solve some of the problems that we have. Like, people, like, all the time bring up different, like, projects that they want to do to make, like, the campus more sustainable, but then it's, like, usually a discussion of who should provide that. Like, I know now we're, like, going to talk to Charlie Potts, like, about this. But then it's like, well, is that like physical plan's responsibility to pay for that? But if it was like coming from my students, they would be able to supplement those different costs, and it might be easier to actually get some of these things rolling. Because I know you've been talking about like additional water bottles, like since I was a freshman here, water bottle dispensers, and so I feel like stuff like that would get moving more quickly. And students are behind it, so we know like, that would be a good thing to have on the ballot.
Senator Grash.
I'd ask previous speakers or anyone who's familiar with this kind of thing, how is that money controlled? I'm not opposed to the fee, but I am opposed to levying a fee that's not going to get used for anything.
Would you yield to our controller?
Sure.
In this case, if there was a new fee set upon students that was included in the student activities fee, there would be a separate account set up, and that money would, that money would be directly deposited into that account. Just like right now, 49.5% of the student activity fee gets deposited into student senate's account, 4.5% goes to building bridges, and the remaining 47% goes to CAB. So there'd be a different account that's set up that it would be directly funneled into.
So would student senate control the disbursement of that, or?
No, that's the finance office.
Okay. Thank you. I yield.
So you guys would get to decide what you wanted to do with it. Like,
also, yes.
Okay.
Senator Grash.
I should have a question is for Controller Best. So would that increase our the fee at the beginning of the year, or would it just stay the same and just the percentage would change?
That I suppose is up to this body. Ultimately, well, there's one or two ways that it could go. Either we could do what we did with when we broke off a portion of the student activity fee for building bridges, because normally it was approximately 53% for student senate and 47% for CAB. But then we took a percentage off of what we got and gave it directly to building bridges. That's something that can be decided in this room, and it does not need to go before the student body. However, if we were wanting to increase, similar to what the DAG resolution is, that would have to be passed in this chamber and then be voted upon by the student body. So there's a couple different ways that it could go.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Fair.
So this is still under new business, but of the previous conversation. And I raise this question to the co-presidents and the cabinet to decide at a cabinet meeting and outside of this body about being proactive rather than reactive. And speaking with my staff member for my report for the semester, this person from admissions mentioned that there's an incoming student, prospective student for next year, who has an issue with depth perception. So she has difficulty, especially with like the stairs in Burling Hall, which are very dimly lit. And so I raise this question to the cabinet and the co-presidents: is this something that this body wants to tackle for prospective students? So they're not a current student that we represent, but they would be a student that future senates would represent. And it's a topic that kind of comes under that lighting safety issue that I know the co-presidents do their walk through campus with campus safety about walkways that are lit outside. Maybe this is something that we should do with stairwells as well, making sure that they're adequately lit for those who have that depth perception difficulty. And so I just pose that question for you guys to decide in a cabinet meeting outside of this meeting.
Chair Larson.
I yield.
Senator Rasmussen.
Kind of a question for the senator who brought this up, but I'm just kind of confused as to what this would exactly be, because don't we already do this with the money given to the student senate? Like, we give it to people to use to do stuff, and then like with our executive fund, like we do projects when we feel necessary.
Yeah, Would you yield to our controller?
Yeah.
I believe the sentiment behind this was that this would be a completely separate fee solely dedicated for sustainability projects, not necessarily individual organizations, especially or those organizations that deal exclusively with sustainability. This would be completely distinct from what we currently
have. So it's kind of like an extra.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there any other new business? New business. Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Chair Rowland.
Student Academic Affairs, we're going to be meeting right after this meeting, just for a little bit.
Senator Kemp.
Okay, so I apologize that I said that Colby would be here today. I guess I didn't take into account that Thursday is now a business day. It takes, well, last Thursday wasn't, but usually Thursday is. And it takes 7 business days. So hopefully we'll get that by like tomorrow or Wednesday. And you'll see it next week, or I'll send out like an email when you can pick up this week.
Chair Montes Osorio.
My name is Dan Maloka from Eagles.
Co-president Simmons.
This Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the courtyard cab, the fraternity Epsilon Pi Alpha will be hosting E-Pi Awareness. So there will be Pi, there will be wonderful talent, or lack thereof. Either way, it'll be entertaining. And a lot of sexual education. So stay informed.
This weekend is Christmas in Christ Chapel. It's an amazing tradition that our school has. If you haven't been, I would highly encourage you not only to see your fellow guesties performing and showing off their amazing talents, but just to see the amazingness that CNCC is. Also with that, Kwanzaa dinner will be occurring this year. I don't know the date or time, I apologize. But if you go into the D Center, you have to sign up and reserve a spot to go to Kwanzaa. So go to the newsletter, sign up on the list, and you get there, and there will also be speaker there that night. I'll have more information probably next Sunday. Are there any other announcements?